Mr. President, we don't have that long.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Now, people are getting upset about that after a couple of months. They'd like to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, something he can handle.
Up here.
Right.
It was really.
Oh, I know. I would read it off and give it to the secretary. Look here, you're doing your job.
You gonna pull it?
We got it.
The state people know.
Then nothing. They just talk about, yeah, the wishful thinking of 2025.
I'll call them. I know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You ready? Call to order, Newcastle County Council, May 12th, 2015, 6:30. Please stand for a moment of silence.
Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll.
Here.
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 Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Rattle.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here. Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Weiner.
Here.
President Earl Carville, 13, present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of April 28, 2015?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements from council members tonight? Councilmember Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President. At the appropriate time, I will be making a motion to table 15-046 and 15-047, and I will be leaving 15-043 and 15-025 on the table.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Loretta?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be replacing ordinance 15-053 with a substitute considered by the Planning Board.
Thank you, Mr. Loretta. Any other announcements? Seeing none, we now have introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Substitute number one to ordinance 15049, amend the grant budget appropriate anticipated funding to the State of Delaware Department of Labor, Delaware Workforce Investment Board, to the 2015 State Youth Employment Program grant to be administered by Department of Community Services. Ordinance 15050, amend the grant budget appropriate $205,375 in state grant and aid funds to the Ashland Bend Senior Center FY 2016, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 15051 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14 Finance to establish a reassessment reserve account within the general fund. Ordinance 15052 to amend the FY 2015 approved operating budget. Allocate $20 million to the general fund tax stabilization reserve account for the reassessment reserve account. Ordinance 15053 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as the Unified Development Code or UDC, Article 3 Use Regulations, Article 4 District Intensity and Bulk Standards, and Article 33 Definitions Regarding Parking Structure. Ordinance 15054 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Article 3 Office and Employees to allow the clerk of the peace to maintain the account for technological purposes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. These ordinances will be voted on at the next meeting, which is May 26th, unless they are referred to a board or commission whereby they will be voted on at a later date. I now have special committee reports. We have two tonight, the Finance Committee and Public Safety, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. First, I'd like to update the budget hearing schedule and how we'll proceed forward. On May 4th, we reviewed community services. Monday, May 11th, we reviewed administration, general insurance, and ethics commission and law department. We had a proposed council discussion for May 13th of the budget that's been canceled. We will proceed forward with the Monday, May 18th council discussion of the budget. So that's where we are updating on the budget hearing schedule and discussions of the budget. In today's finance committee meeting, which met at 1:30. There was a resolution and a presentation by our county pension actuary, Boomershine Associates, and there will be a resolution tonight which will essentially raise the county pension contribution rate 1.77% Overall, the county pension seems to be doing rather well. We are about 75 to 78% funded, depending on how you measure that. And this contribution, which includes state and county, will be with a new rate of 23.47%, will be $18,895,290 for this fiscal year. Also, we reviewed ordinances to establish a county assessment fund to amend the county annual operating budget to allocate $20 million from the general fund tax stabilization reserve account for the reassessment fund. We have a ordinance from Council Member Dillo concerning restrictions on archery and crossbows, and then we also had a existing table ordinance on the reassessment of real property in New Castle County. We approved one council grant and had some discussion on various topics in expense and revenue roundtable, and then adjourned the meeting.
Thank you, Councilman. Co-Chair Smiley, you have anything to add? Public Safety. Public Safety Committee. Co-Chair Street.
Yes, Mr. President. We had a presentation from our emergency service manager today in regard to new crude oil and increase in its transportation by rail. Council voted to send a letter to the congressional delegation expressing concerns of council about that, and we had a discussion under other about drones, and we agreed and that we would come back at a later time and continue the discussion about possible legislation and regulation of that. And we did not, I repeat, did not have a discussion about folk travel by rail through here going on the way to the Preakness Saturday.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Mr. Bell, you have anything to add?
No, sir.
Thank you for those reports. Moving on to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. The item is not removed and will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, and they are available in the back of this room and online as well. So anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 1.094 recognizing Charles W. Frampton, Jr. for his years of service to the Brady 100 Fire Company. Resolution 1.05095 celebrating the 100th birthday of Mr. John Lee Fitch.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cardin?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Rolfe, roll call reserve, yes.
The consent calendar has been passed. Do we have any presentations tonight? Councilmember Bell.
Yes, Mr. President. I'd like to ask you to join Co-Chair of Public Safety, Councilman Street, and myself. And at this time, we would invite Corporal David Lawrence and Corporal Kevin Copperthwaite from the New Castle County Paramedics.
Public Safety Award. Whereas
as Corporal David Lawrence and Corporal Kevin Cockathwaite, Newcastle County paramedics, received the Trauma Survivors Foundation 2014 Public Safety Award on February 10, 2015. And whereas on May 12, 2014, a citizen who lived in the Bellefonte community drove to the Brandywine 100 Fire Company to report a house fire and the possibility of someone trapped. Without hesitation for their own safety, Corporal Lawrence and Corporal Cockathwaite assisted Past Chief McGinnis of the Brandywine 100 Fire Company with pulling the occupant from his home to safety through a window. They treated the patient at the scene and then transported him to the Christiana Trauma Center in Newark with serious injuries. And whereas the Trauma Survivors Foundation Public Safety Awards were created to recognize those emergency services personnel for outstanding service provided to Delaware's public safety community, now therefore be resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, that County Council hereby congratulates Corporal David Lawrence and Corporal Kevin Cockathwaite on their public safety award and commends them on their life-saving actions. Furthermore, County Council would like to thank them for their dedicated service and commitment to the residents of Newcastle County, Delaware.
Thank you for your service. Let's give them another round of applause. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. R15-096, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like resolution 15-096, read by title only, placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 15-096, the Setna Catholic County's fiscal year 2016 contribution rate for the county's pension plans.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. As I reported in the Finance Committee report earlier, this sets the fiscal year 2016 contribution rate for the county's pension plans, including state and county funds, and the increase is 1.77% to 23.47%, and it's close to $19 million. It represents a serious commitment on the part of this government to fund the retirements of our dedicated employees who earned these retirement benefits over the years. And I got to say that since I've been on County Council now, which is going on in almost 12 years, we have always funded this at the recommended rate provided by our actuary. And I think we're doing a great job in managing our pension responsibly. And the numbers prove it. In discussion we had with the Boomershine Associates. So that'll be the contribution rate for fiscal year 2016 and described in Resolution 15-096.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Council, you have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Stilts?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Power?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 13, yes.
R15-096 is approved. R15-089, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution 15-089 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 15089, plaintiff Winchelsea, St. George's on the east side of Jameson Corner Road, approximately 2,550 feet north of Boyd's Corner Road, major subdivision plan that proposes 513 dwelling units, ST zoning.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. As many of you recall, when this plan was presented in our land use committee meeting, one of the concerns that I raised as the district council person was that this plan had been around for a while, and the actual rezoning and reports were generated back in 2010. And I think this is a success story that I report tonight, that in a spirit of cooperation between our office, our land use department, Eileen Fogarty, our manager, and George Haggerty, assistant manager, along with Bill Redunda, who represents his client, with the development of Winchelsea, we were able to have a follow-up meeting and incorporate the 2010 report onto the record plan as a deed restriction. And basically what this will permit is the deed restriction will be in favor of the county that identifies the 2010 project description, requires general compliance with the renderings and discussions in the report, and deed restriction, like I say, has been noted on the record plan and will require, if this plan were to be sold to another client, the public would certainly have proper notification to each one of the buyers that there is a deed restriction that notes the actions and agreement that were responsible for the zoning back in 2010. So once again, I sincerely appreciate on behalf of the residents of the 12th District, appreciate the spirit of cooperation by the applicant, Bill Redunda as the attorney, and especially our land use department that researched and followed up with meetings with my office and the client.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Retta.
Thank you. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, Bill, but did you lift this off the table?
I don't know that I ever tabled it.
Yeah.
It was tabled.
It was tabled by the president.
All right.
Tabled by the president.
Yeah, I believe it was probably tabled in my absence.
Correct.
Right.
Because we wanted to go back. So if it pleases the chair, I would move to remove from the table Resolution 15-089.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Now I would move that Resolution 15-09 be presented before council for its consideration and adoption. Not necessary?
Not necessary.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other? Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Councilman.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. Councilman of the district, Mr. Bell, did a succinct and complete job in explaining it. I appreciate that. Just curiosity, who are the named parties of enforcement under the deed restrictions?
Okay, will be the county land use department, and the deed restriction is very specific that Newcastle County would monitor in the future and would have the authority to enforce the deed restriction.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, comments, anything from the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Earl Carville's 13, yes.
R15-089 is approved. Move on to ordinances at this time. Ordinance 15-046, Mr. Smith.
Yes, Mr. President, I request 15-046 be read by title only and placed before council.
Ordinance 15046 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14 Finance to establish the reassessment fund.
Motion to table.
Second. 015-046, I'm sorry, is tabled.
I'd ask for the vote, please. Oh. Not roll call, but.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Yeah. You call for the vote?
Yes, I'd ask, you're saying it is. I made the motion, there's a second. I asked the vote be part of the record. Doesn't have to be roll call, but I asked that you call for a vote.
On the table.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Good. Any against? The ayes have it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Again, this has been tabled. That is ordinance 15-046. Ordinance 15-047, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request 15-047 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Second.
Ordinance 15047 to amend the annual operating budget allocate $20 million from the general fund tax stabilization reserve account to the reassessment fund.
Motion to table.
Second.
Second.
It has therefore been tabled.
No, all in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Excuse me.
Thank you very much.
Okay. We shall move on to ordinance 15-048. Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask that ordinance 15-048 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15-048 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 22 Offenses and Miscellaneous Provisions to establish 50-yard residential safety zones for practicing or playing with or using archery equipment and crossbows for the protection for county residents, visitors, domestic animals, and property.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, as we discussed in the Administrative Finance Committee, this is actually the second round for this ordinance. We changed the title from 100 to 50 yards, which necessitated a new ordinance with a new number. So if you think you've seen this before, you have, with the exception of 50 being substituting for 100. But this basically will allow the Newcastle County Police to handle situations with the use of archery equipment in residential areas. This was requested by some of my constituents who live on very small residential lots and have been concerned about the inability of the Newcastle County Police to enforce the issue here.
Comments or questions? Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. I just want to thank the sponsor, Ms. Diller, and co-sponsor, Mr. Street, for introducing this. Issue is front burner for my constituents who likewise live within close proximity to small county parks where deer and bow and arrow are significant issues.
Thank you. Councilmember Street and Councilmember Powers.
I just wanted to reiterate what I said in committee meeting. Councilwoman Diller worked hard on this. She negotiated and made it so it is not contentious as it was before. DNREC was pleased with the change, so I think it's a major potential public safety hazard that we'd be well advised to take care of.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Mr. Powers.
Yes, I also want to thank the sponsor for it coincide with the state legislation. Thank you.
Any other comments? Public comment? Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardin?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Bretta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present the roll call, Bill 15, yes.
Ordinance 15-048 is approved. Ordinance 15-043, Mr. Smiley.
Mr. President, both ordinance 15-043 and 15-025 will remain on the table.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. They will remain on the table. Ordinance 15-043 and ordinance 025 shall remain on the table. Anything on item J tonight? Motion to ordinance. Public comment? Other?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Good night. Thank you.